the hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What about when your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Let's get ahead of the waiver wire for week 9 next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Dan Schneier to talk about some beat the waiver wire targets for you to try to add before Sunday's games. But first, I think we'll probably want to start with some potential Jamar Chase replacements. Jamar Chase, as you already know, he's out 4 to 6 weeks with a hip injury. It's a fracture in his hip. Frankly, that timetable is, you know, kind of up in the air. I think it sounds like there's a chance it could be quicker, a chance it could be longer than 4 to 6 weeks. So, you know, really a lot of uncertainty at this point with Jamar Chase. And that means that you're going to need both short-term and long-term replacements. And there are some interesting long-term options, I think, you know, that you're hoping can hit on some upside. But we'll start with the shorter-term guys. And, you know, Dan, why don't you let me know who you like best out of this trio? Wandale Robinson, 69% rostered. Darnell Mooney, 58%. Josh Reynolds, 61%. I have a feeling you're going to say Wandale Robinson, and I think that might be the right answer.
It's close for me between Wandale and Darnell Mooney, who's also seen his role grow. I think with the Bears shifting to more of a run-focused offense with design runs for the quarterback, I'll lean on Wandale. That's not to say the Giants don't do similar things, but Wandale is in more of a high leverage role in that receiving game than Mooney is. He gets a lot of the layup targets, as they quote unquote them. And his participation in the first half of that Jaguars game was a nice glimpse of what it can be. He was a little hurt in the second half. They went to more of the run, but I think Wandale could be like a PPR type of guy who you need in your lineup every week, potentially at some point. So I would go with Robinson.
Yeah. The comp that I made in one of my pieces this week for the FFT newsletter was like a, not as impactful, but a similar type of situation to what Amon-Ra St. Brown did at the end of last season for the Lions, where, you know, it's not necessarily like an elite talent or an elite prospect, but a big opportunity, a good player, and someone who, especially I think in a PPR format, if he's available, could be very useful. Obviously, look, there's no replacing Jamar Chase. If Wandale Robinson gives you 70% of Jamar Chase's production for the rest of the season, or what you would have expected from Jamar Chase, that's a huge win. But, you know, he could be that kind of guy. And then if you're looking a little more long term, or maybe, you know, those three aren't available, consider Elijah Moore, 35% rostered. Corey Davis has a sprained knee. He's out for week 8. Elijah Moore, it does sound like he's going to be back on the field after, you know, getting put in timeout last week for requesting a trade. But, you know, this Jets offense obviously hasn't been great for wide receivers, but Elijah Moore is still a very, very talented player. I think he's probably a better talent than any of, you know, the previous three we mentioned. So if he gets back on the field, starts to get productive, I think he could be someone with significant second half breakout potential. And then three other guys, Van Jefferson, he's 16% rostered, working his way back. Not sure if he's going to be back for the Rams this week, but obviously a big opportunity in that Rams offense. Christian Watson, 14% rostered, and Tyquan Thornton for the Patriots, 16% rostered. One of the fastest 40-yard dash times in NFL Combine history. He got up to, I believe, 94% route participation in week 8. That's not a great offense either, but he's such a dynamic playmaker potentially for them that, you know, he could continue to see his role in the offense grow. That's the wide receivers we're looking for. Dan, why don't you give us some options at the other positions who you can add before Sunday's games?
And I'll second the Thornton one. You want to bet on talent. Thornton has that. And just one more receiver to throw in there. I would throw in Darius Slayton as well, just because if you didn't get to the point of getting Wandale Robinson, now the Giants have traded Kadarius Toney, this is what the receiver group is going to be locked in. And Slayton is now a full-time player. He's the only one with the rapport with Daniel Jones. He's the only one really being targeted in the red zone when they actually throw the ball there. And he's
the only guy really getting any downfield targets too.
No, yeah, exactly. So I would say he was someone to throw. And then at other positions, I would keep an eye on. My main guy to stash right now would be Jamichael Hasty. of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Look, they are not going to turn this thing over to a Saquon Barkley-esque or whatever it may be, Christian, like timeshare for Travis Etienne. There's going to be snaps where they bring in Hasty. Some people have said Snoop Connor, but I think Hasty fits the system better and is the better buy. So he's literally one Etienne injury away from being potentially an every week starter for you. You can't find that stash wise elsewhere, mostly elsewhere right now. I would also throw in Justin Fields. Now that they're designing runs for him and they're going to kind of shift their offense in a way that maximizes his skill set, I think he could be a really big fantasy component down the stretch, because look, these quarterback runs are so valuable in fantasy, as we've seen, especially in this season. So last person I throw in there would be just a defensive stash. I would stash the Patriots ahead of next week when they get the Colts, especially if the Ehlinger experience doesn't go as planned for Indy this week and there's some turnovers involved with a quarterback like that. Patriots, good bounce back, get right week for them, would be next week after potentially a good game against the Jets. That defense still can cause turnovers and still can make big plays. So that would be my last stash.
All right, that's going to do it for FFT and 5, our Beat the Waiver Wire stash edition on Saturdays. We'll see you tomorrow morning with more on the latest injuries for Week 8 and some start sit calls. See you then.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.